Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP coming up at 8:45. It's a Game Show Wednesday, your chance to win $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group and their restaurants. We also have tickets to go see comedian Ian Bagg. So we're doing that at 8:45. John Shambi scheduled to join us coming up in about 20 minutes. We're talking about the Wizards. All right, Wizards had an awful season. They had an awful lottery. They're going to have the sixth pick in the NBA draft. They're in the midst of a rebuild.
Need to pump the brakes. Okay, they didn't have a ton of wins, but they hit on Bob Carrington. The rookie draft class was very good. Sar was, I think, pretty good as the number two pick. It didn't result in a lot of wins, but they got some pieces they can build with going forward.
Hopefully.
All right, continue.
I just said they had an awful season. That's true.
They had an awful season win-loss-wise, but if you ask them, was the season awful, they might say, I'm going to guess they would say, we didn't win, but we developed players and we're building a foundation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Let's see how long it takes. Brian Keefe is their head coach.
Here's part of the problem. I'm going to point this out to everybody. JP is too results oriented. Mm-hmm. He doesn't care about process at all.
That's not true.
I think it's pretty true. That's my personal opinion. I think you're very results oriented.
When do you think they need to start racking up wins?
Next season. Not next season. Give them another season, and then by the next season, they should be hovering to like
here's
500 level.
Well,
you
want to
see
hypothetical.
You just want to see improvement.
Hypothetical. Yes. You play in a poker tournament.
Wins-wise, they went backwards.
You play in a poker tournament and you shove all your chips in every hand and you win the poker tournament. Somehow you do it. It's an awful process, but your result was good. That's not gonna work out for you every time. It might work one time. I like the process. I'm not so concerned about the results right now.
Yeah, but how long will you endure the process? That's a whole different question. Like, I'm already kind of tired.
When are you
going to
start questioning the process?
I'm already kind of tired of it.
I mean, we're two full seasons in, right? Yeah.
After four?
Yeah, I think after four full seasons of a rebuild, then you expect the results.
They've got to be approaching the play-in in the fourth year.
That's what JP said.
I would want more than the play-in at that point.
Well, no, you want that, but at the minimum.
That's a year after next.
Yeah.
And I would actually say,
it'd be hard to go from like 17 to like 40.
I only give them 3 years, by the way. I'm not saying
next year. You're
I know,
okay
but I don't really consider next year the third. This next season, the third season. You guys are considering
why?
Third season. I don't know. For some reason, I just considered it the second season.
Oh, now we're back on the second or third. Yeah. Which number is which?
You can't count. Yesterday. I was on your side yesterday.
No. I just think that. Well,
Saar
I guess
starts
maybe
it. You think Saar starts it? I think Bilal starts it.
No, we're on year two. Year one was Bilal. Yeah. Year two is Saar, Bob, Keyshawn.
I don't know. Maybe I'm mistaken when those guys.
How many years have they been taking?
I know, but maybe I'm mistaken like when Beal was traded.
Two years.
Whatever. Yeah. Whenever they traded away Beal, then okay, you can say that. So maybe it is year three. Yeah. Then they really, realistically, they should be doing it by now. Because take a look at Oklahoma City's timeline. It's garbage that you wait 4 or 5 years. You know, it's garbage.
Or you have to hit on it. They were incredibly lucky.
And they also have to land their whoever their SGA is. Good luck with that, finding that guy.
Yeah.
Now, hopefully, Will Dawkins.
Well, Saar's got to be. Look, Saar was the second pick in the draft.
Right.
I'm sorry. He's got to be an all-star at some point.
You're probably right.
But look, Cakes cut me off because I used the word awful and it triggered him. The point is, we were talking about the coach.
Right.
And whether or not they should move on from the coach because there are these big name guys out there. I'm kind of with you. I don't see the point in necessarily bringing in Thibodeau, although he's better, or bringing in Mike Malone, although he's better.
Neither one of those guys would take this job because of how awful they are. They just wouldn't take it.
For right now, Keith is the perfect guy. He's low key. He doesn't make a lot of money. He's going to take a lot of bullets and a lot of losses. And then he's probably going to cede his spot to somebody more high profile when they're ready to win more games.
Well, but he should get first crack at it. He should get first crack at it.
I agree. I just think that by the time
I think by the time he
gets there, he may just be a little bit burned out from all of the L's.
Not if they start winning.
I mean, if they start turning it around, like, sure, give him the credit.
Well, not even give him the credit. It's very possible. Let's say that they got to 30 wins next year because for whatever reason they
Big jump.
It's a big jump. 17 to 30 or 18 to 30?
18 to 30, yeah.
Let's just say they get 28. They get 10 games better. They add another piece or two. They're getting more competitive. And then
in that fourth year, they win
like 35 to 38 or something. Like, they're getting better. There's no reason why he can't coach a good team.
Well, he's also got to be credited with some of that, you know. I think when you look at what he can do and develop players, if he's gone from 15 wins to in the 30s, he's got to get props for that.
I think
he should
be recognized for it. Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
I understand the rebuild, but right now it looks like Brian Keefe has the second lowest winning percentage all time in NBA history.
Of course.
Well, yeah, look at the roster.
They're not trying to win. Like, they don't care about
They literally don't care.
I'm not okay with putting any coach in there just because he doesn't cost a lot of money.
No.
That's not my problem. That's Ted's problem.
No, they're not putting him in there because he's cheap. They're putting him in there because they think he's good at developing players.
He was an assistant coach. The coach got fired. They go, well, I don't know, who should we do? I guess promote Brian.
No, I don't think that's what it was.
You think it was that cavalier attitude?
I don't think it was that. I think it was more calculated. These guys... You think Will Dawkins just said, we'll just take whatever bum is sitting in the chair.
He just looked up.
You've talked to Will. You know their process. You think Will and Winger and all these guys are going, yeah, let's just give it to the guy who's just sitting there.
He was a guy on Wes Unseld's staff, right? Wes got fired.
Yeah.
He's on the bench, middle of the season. They go, well, let's promote him. Save some money. He's still there. We're going on year three.
Yeah, I think he's more than that.
I don't think it's a stretch to think about what Drab's saying, because that's basically what they did with Tommy Shepard.
I'm just saying you have an opportunity.
Right, Tommy Shepard.
Yeah, but
was somebody,
Will Dawkins didn't do that.
I know, but Shepard.
Winger didn't
right,
do that.
But Shepard.
That was Ted.
Right, well, Shepard was a guy who was
long
underneath
time.
Grunfeld.
For a long time.
And they're like, all right, let's just go with Shepard. And then he had terrible drafts.
Didn't work out. But Shepard was, before Shepard was actually the top guy, he was allegedly very respected.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it was his turn to fire the bullets, it just didn't work.
I mean, if you look at it, since they got rid of Scott Brooks, who we liked, they hired Wes in part of the family, and then they hired Keith, part of the family.
Yeah. I'm not opposed to hiring a bigger name coach, just not right now.
Right, it's not the time.
Tom Thibodeau's not getting more than 18 wins with this roster.
Oh, he might.
I think he would.
I think you get because he just maximizes his
guys.
But he's not going to get more.
He's
than
not
like,
getting more. All right, he might get a couple more.
Right.
He's not making the playoffs with this roster.
Of course. But I'm saying he could go from 18 to maybe 24 because I think he's really good. But that's still 24 wins.
I would question that.
You don't think he could eke out six more? I think he might.
No, but, because the team isn't good.
Yeah, but you know, it's the NBA. The NBA's a joke. You could steal a couple games.
The reason he's so good is he had all-stars. That's why he's winning 50 games in
New York. I'm not saying 50. I'm saying 24, which is putrid. I mean,
24 is too low. Let's get 28 to 30 next year. Let's build this thing.
Any coach needs more pieces. And that's what you're relying on from Will Dawkins.
He wouldn't take this job for $100 million.
Oh, yeah, he would.
Tibbs.
I mean, why would he take it? He'd get another job. I mean, not going to get $100 million, but.
What was Jalen Brunson before he got to Tibbs? He was a backup on the Mavericks. And he goes to New York, and he becomes a star. I'm not saying he was not talented, and he wasn't a good role player, but he certainly wasn't all-NBA worthy before he got to Tibbs.
Yeah, but he started to show that he was
a good player.
Yes, in the Western Conference Finals and that run with the Mavericks.
I mean, they've got so much more talent. It's a joke. I mean, Towns is a star. Onanobi is damn good. Mikal Bridges, they traded a bunch to get him. I mean, Josh Hart's a good player, good role player. They've got so much more talent. It's not even close.
Going back to how many years, EB? All right, so I went back and looked at it. So this will be the third offseason for Dawkins.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So he became the GM in June of 2023, I believe. So the 2023-24 season, they went 15 mm-hmm. and 67.
Mm-hmm.
They fired Wes, mm-hmm. hired Keefe.
Mm-hmm.
This year, 18 and 64. The premier draft choices, I like all the guys they got. I really like Bub, but the premier guys are Bilal and Sarr. Both French guys. Bilal was drafted a little lower. Sarr was drafted number two. So, yeah, I guess I give them this year to be nubs.
One more
again,
year. Yeah.
And then next year,
I would agree.
Whatever, year number four, they better be at least tickling the playoffs. But it takes time. I get it. The Pistons, I think the Pistons are a good model. I believe Cade Cunningham's in his third year, and they became a good team this year.
Playoff mm-hmm. team.
And they didn't get out of the first round, but a lot of people thought they had a chance. But you got to hit on your guy, right? Cade Cunningham, I believe, was the number one pick overall.
He was number one.
Yes, he was.
So Sarr has to be able to lift the Wizards like a Cade Cunningham. Maybe a little harder because he's center versus somebody that's ball handling all the time.
All right, let's bang out some of these.
The Detroit increase in wins from 2 years ago to this year mm-hmm. was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what they had 2 years ago?
15. Like
13 or 14 wins.
You know what they had this year?
42.
44.
Mm. Yeah, I was going to say 44.
They increased by 30 games.
That's How's great. My guy Ivy doing?
He's all right.
Yeah. He's not a stud.
No. I'm going to guess similar to Bilal numbers, like 12.
Only 12 a game?
I'm not sure.
He's a pretty explosive player. All right, let's go to Drew in D.C. Drew, what's up?
What's going on, fellas, man? Hey, my number one show, man.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
Hey.
Ivy averaged 18 a game, by the way.
Oh, there you go.
I just say, Thibodeau, man, that would be a worse hire. I wouldn't care if the team was doing good. I wouldn't hire him, man. He got out-coached because he don't know how to use his bench players during the season. And I think they was capable of beating Indiana. But he's always been that way, even with Chicago. That's a steal on him, man. He doesn't have any type of offense. He doesn't have no type of offensive design. He just let the players go out. Because when Brunson and Towns out of the game, man, them guys don't know what they're doing. So that'll be a terrible hire. But I would go for the Nuggets coach that they fired. And also I would let, you know, Sam Cassell probably get his tech. And then I've always been a fan of Mark Jackson. I don't know why, you know, they blackballing him. But I would love for him to get a shot again, man. But otherwise mm-hmm. than that, this team, they're headed in the right direction. But Tab Thibodeau, man, that'd be a terrible hire, man.
Do you want one of those guys now? Don't you think that Keefe, you know, should get another year to develop the guys and a chance to show something?
Yeah, I would say Keith right now because it's not about wins. Right now he has a long, you know, they're giving him a long leash, you know.
Yeah.
We're not looking for the playoffs right now. And you can see the guys are developing. One thing about these guys, they can score. They just got to learn how to play as a team and understand the concept. They like a young OKC, you know, without Alexander, you know. They kind of like running with their model. But I say in this year right here, you should see at least, I would expect at least 25 to 27 wins from this team, man. It shouldn't be another, you know, like a low digit, like 14 or 15, because you're going backwards from there.
Yeah, I would agree.
Thank you, Drew. Oh, yeah. Appreciate it, buddy.
You can't win 15 games this upcoming year.
No, you got to be in the mid-20s.
Right.
You have to show progress.
I
just hope that Keith isn't in the situation. I went back, look at the Pistons. The Pistons had Dwayne Casey as their head coach as they began their teardown. So they went from a 500 team that squeaked into the playoffs in 2018, 2019. Then these are their next five seasons. 20 wins, 20 wins, 23 wins, 17 wins, 14 wins, and then they made the big jump. It took them a while. Five long, lean years.
All right, let's go to Al in Hyattsville. Al, what's up, man? You're on with the Chuckies.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, doing great.
Hey, good, good. Hey, yo, here's my thing. Like I was selling the screener. My thing is, you got to get rid of any remnants of the past. And he is a link to the past. He was a part of that West Unsell thing. He's a part of. Look, it's like with the Skins. You're like, look, we had. It's a completely new staff and everything that came in and everything changed. We have to clean house. At some point, anything that was linked to those old coaching regimes has to go. We have to stop trying to recycle guys. Well, he's on the bench. Let's promote. Look, get rid of that dude and start fresh.
I get your perspective, but let's be real. When you make your Commanders comparison, they got Jaden Daniels, and that changed everything. All right. They need to hit on their Jaden Daniels, whether it's Alex Sarr or somebody else. That's why people are excited at the prospects of landing the number one pick and hoping that Cooper Flagg would be that guy. Instead, they got the sixth pick. And there are remnants of the old organization. They didn't get rid of Terry McLaurin.
Hey,
they didn't get rid of Terry, did they?
But Terry produced.
I know. Well, you don't just have to get rid of everybody.
They got rid of a lot of guys, though.
Yes.
Okay. Hold up. What was Keith's record again? Where was he? I think Bish said something about it. What was his
no,
past
no, Drab,
record?
He said.
What was that?
No, he was – Drab pointed out he had 15 wins and 18 wins, so 33 wins total.
15, 18. What about before then? Anything else? We got any more background history on him before then?
He was an assistant
coach. He's just been an assistant forever.
So he's been an assistant forever. He's in this thing. He sucks right now in terms of, I mean, development. They're not asking him to win.
All right, so you're the GM. I'm going to make you the GM right now. All right?
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What are you doing?
I'm pulling Mark Jackson.
Okay.
I'm pulling Mark. And the reason being is because we saw what Mark did with a team. He came in, he laid a structure. They were all
Didn't he have Curry when he was there?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think he's contending that he built them into a contender, and then Steve Kerr.
I think Mark Jackson was fine. I agree. I think he's fine.
Or the coach from Denver, or Denver's coach. I want somebody that's coming in that say, okay, look, we got a coach with a history and a record that we know has done this. They came in, we saw them either build up from scratch, or they came in and they got some guys and they turned them. Right now, if we're going to just let Brian Keith take bullets, let him take bullets. I'm not saying that they're not developing. They are developing. I'm happy to see what's going on. We don't know what Sar is. We still don't know what Bilal is, and I think all of them are on an upward trajectory. I think all of them are heading through the roof, and they're on an upward trajectory. It's just that this guy, I'm sorry, I just... It's
you don't so believe in him. Why? You get it.
But why? Why aren't you giving him a chance? He hasn't been here that long.
It's like this. It's like I feel like we're just keeping ourselves attached to old stuff. And we got us like, look, at some point, you got to stop that.
But he's only been here. Stop. He's been here for 2 years. It's not like he's been here 10 years.
For a head coach, he's been here for 2 years.
No. He's been here for 2 years. His first year as an assistant was 23-24. He was with Brooklyn before that, Oklahoma City before that. He hasn't been here that long. He's been here for two years.
So he's been with multiple teams already, right?
Well, I guarantee you that's why Will Dawkins brought him in, because he was working with him in Oklahoma City.
All right, hey, the guy who's going to probably win the NBA title this year, he wasn't with anybody before OKC. He was coaching in the G League.
Hmm. Yeah, he's got
crazy. So just because you have, you know, a resume that maybe doesn't have NBA head coaching experience doesn't make you disqualified. You got to get a shot. Kenny Atkinson, I believe, won Coach of the Year.
Yeah.
He didn't have some long resume like...
He was an assistant.
Michael Malone, right. You got to get a shot at some point.
But my point about Keefe is it's not like he's been here 10 years just riding the bench working for these bad coaches. His first year was 23, 24.
No, you're right.
He wasn't here for the Ernie Grunfeld era.
And he was with the Knicks before that. He was with the Lakers. He was with Oklahoma City. That's where the relationship with Dawkins comes, I'm sure.
Coming up next, we'll talk a little baseball. Boog Sciambi, John Sciambi from ESPN, Chicago Cubs play-by-play broadcaster, scheduled to join us to talk some baseball here on the Junkies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.